My 93-year-old mother was given the gift of COVID-19 from an unthinking guest who joined her table at brunch on her birthday. The woman who shared the virus simply chose not to follow the stay-at-home, if you have symptoms, guidelines, or the isolate for 10 days after testing positive, both which were rules in the seniors building where they lived. I was very angry both with this woman's lack of care for others and the building's administration for failing to track and ensure adherence. In fairness, they did act quickly when they realized the result of their lack of care, which allowed us to move in time to get her the antivirals she needed to lessen the impact. Now, antivirals actually make you feel pretty bad in and of themselves, but she was very ill for 5 days, actually telling me almost every morning those 5 days that she didn't expect to live through the following night. Now, she did, and she is on the mend. But my point today, that was kind of sparked in a weird way by that whole experience, my point is that the importance of the role of personal and collective responsibility and accountability is that it's critical in building, supporting, expanding, and sustaining our shared need and desire for well-being overall and for all. I'm not limiting myself to physical health as I expand on this, that my opening example may suggest, but I do think this is something I keep returning to, both as a performance consultant and previously as an executive and even as a coach. This experience, though, informs what is required of leaders in part, but I want to look at it in an even broader frame. For a broader frame, I posit that leaders need to appreciate the need for at least three pillars or lenses for consideration. I'm sure there's many more, but these are the three that I came up with. First, the active component of it, the systemic component, and the ever-expanding or adapting understanding of how responsibility and accountability are applied. So those are my three. The active, the systemic, and the adaptability components. Now, accountability and responsibility are often connected in people's minds, or at least that's been my experience. But while they do intersect meaningfully, and so I am talking about both, they are different. I say leaders when I framed this a minute ago, and I focus on you because I think of my client base when I reflect on topics for my podcast, and you are leaders formally, as in leading teams or companies, or in your mindset as influencers or as professionals in your fields or practice. So today, I will examine accountability and responsibility through these three lenses, or you could call them the pillars. But I will explore it through the three in an effort to inspire thinking and reflection as you seek to find a pathway to expand well-being for yourself, your teams, and your organizations. This is just an opening reflection. As usual, I see the importance of spending more time on almost every topic, but it starts somewhere, and I wanted to share what's been coming to mind for me. I am once again recording from my home in Midtown Toronto, Treaty 13 lands, the ancestral home of many Indigenous nations, including the Mississaugas of the New Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples, and many people of Métis heritage. And I acknowledge this rich history in the spirit of reconciliation. So my premise for my show in 2022 is that personal and cultural well-being is actually an advantage. I suspect we've all learned this during the pandemic, if we didn't already know it, but it is worth pursuing for our life, our career, and our peace of mind. So welcome to an episode in the 8th year of Impact Banks, the Kick-Ass Coach. I'm Rox Bartel, and in these episodes, I share insights, stories, and even a few interventions from time to time to help expand my own well-being and the well-being of my listeners. I decided to make expanding well-being my theme for this year, and I'm exploring a myriad of interventions to try in my effort to support you to build and sustain, even expand, our desire for individual and collective well-being. So listen regularly. New episodes drop at least 4 times every month, usually on Wednesdays, and use the various links that I offer in the show notes to walk with me in whatever way works best for you. The show notes show up best in the show's page, so check for a link to get in there, probably weekly or thereabouts, on LinkedIn. You can follow me on LinkedIn and it might help you access it more frequently. So in 2022, I've made a change also to my coaching packages. You can learn more using a link in the show notes. But in a nutshell, my fees per conversation are less, as I'm offering more types of conversations. Listening to my clients, I realized that a one-size-fits-all does not work really well in this day and age. So as part of the contract, everyone has a different mix of different kinds of interactions to help them in whatever they need at any given time. So check it out or set up a complimentary exploratory with me to sample coaching, inquire more then about my packages. Now, on with today's episode. First, before examining through the three lenses or holding up the pillars I mentioned earlier, it may help to describe that which typically distinguishes responsibility from accountability, or maybe I should say responsibility and accountability, by offering a basic definition of each. I'm going to start with the less basic and then I'm going to drill it down to the very basic. Responsibility is essentially the duty to respond. Responding specifically to and in the completion of tasks. It can be shared among a team. Multiple people can be responsible for achieving a specific outcome by working on the same task together or even separately, or have even different tasks they are responsible for that lead to the same goal. Responsibility cannot technically be assigned to someone. A person must choose to accept, to take responsibility for something. It is specifically task-focused, though, and it can include who has that role, what it entails, and what must be done in order to be successful. Accountability, on the other hand, is literally the ability and/or duty to report or to give account of an event, task, and experiences. Accountability for a specific task, process, service, etc., has been traditionally treated as a role assigned to just one person. And I don't accept that anymore. And you're going to hear as I talk it through today that I really don't. I think leaders realize the healthy nature or shift of moving towards shared accountability within and among teams, within teams and organizations, actually. If more than one person is accountable for the task, it might create a higher risk for each person thinking the other will take charge and then backing off. That's always possible, but it doesn't have to be the case. I would hope that if responsibility is well defined and understood in any organization, that it would lead to a different kind of accountability as well. Tasks, though, should be assigned based on the individual's skills and competencies. I'll say that right up front. But whereas responsibility is an ongoing duty to complete the task at hand, accountability is what happens after a situation occurs. It is how a person responds and then takes ownership of the results of a task. Being accountable often means that the person is even perhaps liable to face consequences from some authority if the task isn't completed successfully or even on time in some cases. However, not always. Sometimes the accountability can also be at play when the accountable person communicates the objective isn't being reached. So that's a whole other thing around leadership. But to simplify, I told you I'd go from the big broad just to make sure I didn't miss anything, to simplifying it, the simplified difference between the two, before once again going back to blending them for most of the rest of this conversation. And in a desire to deepen, as we think about and have a desire to deepen well-being, to simplify, let me put it this way. Responsibility is about the ability to respond in tasks or means. So it's the means, while accountability is about taking account for the outcomes or end result that make well-being achievable or possible. So means and ends. Now on to the three lenses, pillars or buckets, however you want to define them. The three are the active, systemic, and nature of the dynamic of the ever-growing and changing nature. Like the, what did I call it earlier? The adaptiveness. So by active understanding of accountability and responsibility, means and ends, by active, I am referencing the importance of seeing a practice or activity or specific behaviors that reflect what it means to be accountable. So it's the action. What it means to be accountable and responsible. What is it going to look like in the behaviors? To take responsibility, action is actually implied. To account for desired outcomes, actions of reinforcement or correction are also suggested. Therefore, accountability and responsibility to be healthy must be active rather than passive. This requires engagement, activity, and as such, it reinforces and promotes greater individual and collective agency. This isn't easy to employ, but I suggest even the work to make it a reality, this development and encouragement of agency, will improve and expand feelings of well-being on teams, in organizations, and broadly in our society. Secondly, by systemic understanding of accountability and responsibility, I am speaking of how systems designed by and for people, but apart from the individual impact or even the intersection with our well-being, are critical. So to make my point, I will highlight the opposite. So to me, systemic is about the interconnection, the interdynamic of something. So when we actually disconnect or distance things, we create disharmony, I suggest. Or when we silo in organizations, we diminish our effectiveness in many ways and means. Like siloing was at one point, strangely enough, I've had a long enough career to remember when it was the separation, the decentralization, the siloing was a common feature, not a bug. It was seen by leaders as a feature. I think what happened was a cannibalization of different efforts as a result, competing within organizations rather than together, collectively, systemically, working together to compete with outside, quote unquote, competitors. This distancing, I posit, allows even in it allows or even encourages one to separate oneself. You can easily see, as you reflect on this one, how the approach to applying accountability and responsibility could be used and abused in organizations that choose to go the opposite direction from the systemic nature of accountability and responsibility, or where leaders fail to see the value in taking a healthy and robust systemic approach. Now to go on to the third, and I realize I'm going quickly through these, and it all kinds of thoughts are popping up for me, and I'm just trying to stay on point here so that further conversations are possible beyond what I'm sharing today. So by describing my third pillar, the ever-growing or expanding understanding of accountability and responsibility, I intend to convey insights on the need to recognize how our reality has shifted, for example, in the flattening of structures of organizations. This is the result of the dynamic nature of our world, of human experience, and therefore organizations, just by their very nature. It requires that we appreciate a more fluid approach to applying, to actually living and embedding accountability and responsibility. This suggests for leaders that while their obligations aren't lessened, their role is perhaps changing and maybe even sometimes dramatically, because it must rely on the engagement with the many influencers that they're now allowing in. Influencers who are not in formal leadership, who must also be assigned appropriate or accept. Maybe, I mean, sometimes it's assigned, sometimes they need to accept an appropriate level of accountability and responsibility. Now, I engaged in a fantastic and spirited exercise in the late 90s on how flatter organizations require that leaders and individual contributors appreciate the concept of more than one party accepting, get this, 100% accountability and 100% responsibility simultaneously. This blew the minds, especially of the data people, because of course they're saying there's no such thing as more than 100%. But the idea is really powerful, and it seems this is an extremely difficult concept, though, for people to accept for both sides of this. But however, that said, when facilitating these roundtable discussions on the subject using case studies, I was really excited and encouraged by the authentic and open conversations when people allowed themselves to really look into the future and think about the changing organizations. And I have to tell you, from 1998 till today, a lot of what's changed has made what we talked about back then kind of take on a whole new meaning for me. Like this really wild way of looking at how organizations are differently structured. Frankly, it was those conversations were some of the greatest joys I've had in my career. I look back at those, remembering how fierce they were, but how inspired people became as they got involved. Some became heated, but through curious engagement, everyone grew more open to how shared accountability and responsibility both lightened each and every role while expanding shared insights on fresh approaches to move through resolutions or theories or hypotheses to the related solutions or problems that were identified at the heart of the matter. I wish there was more of that in my life anyway. I'm sure some of you are experiencing some of those beautiful conversations that really expand the mind and open up opportunities and possibilities. So I am going to wrap at this point. More to think about, I realize, and I hope to hear from some of you as usual. This is a great time to ask yourself, How are you, your teams or organizations, exercising accountability and responsibility to build greater feelings of well-being? And how can you incorporate or measure your efforts by exploring how your efforts are dynamic, connected, and agentic? It is a big task. Walk with me and we'll explore how you can expand your agency by building efficacy, optimism, and imagination so you're fiercely responsible and accountable in meaningful ways. Build the capacity to turn every challenge into growth for a career and life you love. Walk with me. I would love to share the journey with you as we plan for and move into 2023. Check out links in the show notes for opportunities to walk together. I'm Rox Bartel. Until next time, bonne journée.